Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
I usually don't experience an orgasm when I ejaculate. When I was younger, orgasms were more common, but never as often or as intense as my wife's. Now, often there is little or nothing of the pleasurable buildup and release, even as I ejaculate. Is there anything I can do to address this?
The most common questions that men have about their sexual function tend to be about either getting and keeping erections or ejaculating when they want to ejaculate. You're asking about a less common phenomenon that is about the experience of ejaculating without the accompanying feelings of orgasmic pleasure, buildup, and release. Sex therapists sometimes use the term ejaculatory anhedonia, or anesthetic ejaculation, to describe the experience of ejaculation without orgasm among men. It is less common than erectile problems or premature ejaculation, but still something that one hears about every now and then from a man or his partner. Some men experience this as a lifelong issue. They may have never experienced much pleasure or orgasm in association with ejaculation. Other men, such as you, have had glimpses of what it's like to experience more intense orgasms or more pleasurable sensations when ejaculating. There can be different causes or contributing factors to this issue. Some men were raised with enormous guilt or shame related to sex, including masturbation, and may not allow themselves to feel much in the way of pleasure or orgasm, as the guilt, shame, or embarrassment may get in the way. Other men report only having noticed a lack of pleasure or orgasm after they start taking medication, such as certain antidepressants or other medications. Sometimes the side effect of a lack of pleasure or orgasm can persist for a long time, even after they stop taking the medication. In other cases, medical issues may be at the root of the lack of orgasm. If you would like to further explore this concern, I would suggest meeting with a healthcare provider who can examine you and make sure that there are no medical conditions or medications that may be affecting your sexual experience in this way. If there aren't, then you might consider meeting with a sex therapist who can help you, perhaps together with your wife, explore other issues related to sexuality and orgasm that may be getting in the way. You can find a sex therapist in your area through the Society for Sex Therapy and Research. Their website is sstarnet.org.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenik, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.